A Venetian with a passion for books. A Hungarian steeped in Roma music and religion. A native of Glasgow, appointed a church organist at the age of 10. A member of a highly cultured Jewish family in Copenhagen. Four very different personalities: Antonio Salieri, Franz Liszt, Frederick Lamond, and Börje Rosenbaum, linked by education. In fact, they form a direct line of mentors and protégés, spanning almost exactly a century, from Vienna of the 1820s to London of the 1920s. Remembering his own experience as a penniless orphan, Salieri never charged the 11-year-old Liszt or any of his pupils a fee. Far from his character's line in Peter Schaeffer's play Amadeus, Salieri most certainly did not speak for all mediocrities. In fact, he helped guide the gifted. Decades later, Liszt generously dispensed his wisdom to hundreds of admiring students, also free of charge. Among them, the teenaged Scot Frederick Lamond. In a BBC interview in 1945, he described Liszt the teacher as strict but eminently humane.
The poetical vision always arose before his mental eye, whether it was a Beethoven sonata, a Chopin nocturne, or a work of his own. It was not merely interpreting a work, but real reproduction.
Lamond imparted Liszt's guidance to his own students, including the Dane Börje Rosenbaum. Respect every composer's intentions, and please, don't just try to dazzle your audience with your speed, find the poetry in the music. Rosenbaum launched a successful career, and then started telling topical anti-Nazi jokes at his recitals by the early 1930s. Humor, as he put it, is the shortest distance between two people. Professionally, he became known as Victor Borge, the beloved Clown Prince of Denmark, the latest in a direct, century-long line of gifted keyboardist teachers. Passing the Baton, a salute to musical mentors, here on NWPB Classical.